DC man arrested after allegedly throwing Molotov cocktail at Capitol Police. By Nick Gilbertson on July 6, 2022. The U.S. Capitol Police, USPC, say they have arrested a man who had a pair of Molotov cocktails a short distance from the U.S. Capitol building Wednesday. At around 3:30 p.m., the individual was taken into custody on Massachusetts Avenue to the west of North Capitol Street, the USCP said in a tweet. The arrest location appears to be several blocks north, or northwest, of the Capitol building based on the agency's description of the area. There is no indication this was related to the Capitol, members of Congress, or any protests, the USCP added. A photo was shared in the tweet, showing what looks to be a broken bottle of alcohol with a rag sticking out of the opening. Further details are unavailable at the moment, but more information will come to light in a press release this evening, according to the agency. Update. In a press release, the U.S. Capitol Police stated Washington, D.C. man Bernard L. McCutcheon, 26, was arrested and faces one count of possession of a Molotov cocktail, one count of assault with a deadly weapon, and two counts of assault on a police officer. The USPC said that at about 3:30 p.m., officers were alerted to the scene on Massachusetts Avenue near North Capitol Street where McCutcheon allegedly had two Molotov cocktails in his possession. He allegedly hurled one at the officers after they arrived on the scene and it is unclear if it was ignited. Officers stopped the fleeing suspect, who subsequently dropped the other Molotov cocktail, police said. Authorities later determined that a petroleum-based accelerant was in the bottle that fell to the ground, for the release. The suspect was ultimately apprehended in a backpack with two additional bottles of liquid was recovered from the scene, police said, though it is unclear what kind of fluid was in the bottles. The USCP reaffirmed that, there is no indication the man was looking to harm a member of Congress or the Capitol itself, and he was not participating in any protests. Both of our officers were treated for minor injuries. Thankfully they are going to be okay, said Acting Assistant Chief of Police for Uniformed Operations Sean Gallagher. We appreciate their quick action that, without a doubt, kept the community safer.